Chapter 2. Visages. Nerth. 5 weeks later. They retired and spent the last of the summer at Visages, playing bones and other games, sitting out in the heat. Some of the men rode servitors off into the veldt and hunted big game, while others broke the local livestock and raced them up and down in the dust. Visages was simply their name for it, officially called CR-345, or Telcat in the local dialect. It was a cluster of dwellings in a northern wadi, where the ground was littered with broken diorite heads. Some were as large as tank wheels, others as small as beads. No one knew who had carved the faces, or why they had done so in so many contrasting scales, or why the sculptures had been smashed and the heads alone scattered as spoil. Nor did anyone care. There was wine, sent as a reward for their pains by Namatjira, and peck in bountiful quantities, courtesy of the same source. They diced and raced and gambled, played sferistiki, laughed out their pain, and swam in the warm blue pools hidden in the cliff-face caves. Sonica's hand healed. Field surgeons had cut back the wound and packed it with basal sensors and motor plugs so that it could later accept a machine graft. He flexed it every day and sensed fingers that had been and would be again. Interim phantom fingers. There was a rumour that the Nerth War was ending, and they would soon make shift for a new zone. Sonica didn't believe it. He sat around in the Visages' billet with Dimitar Shiban, a Trinacrian-born het who had been injured in the same week as Peto. The flesh of Shiban's chest and neck was swollen and knotty with buried shrapnel. Like Sonica, he owned a deep hatred of the Nerthine's weaponized magic.
"I have been dreaming lately," he said one day, as they sat around on an awning-covered terrace. "In my dreams I hear a verse."
They had each sniffed a pinch of peck from the gold boxes around their necks, and Sonica was pouring wine from a gombrunware ewer. "A verse, huh?" asked Sonica.
"I'll tell you how it goes, shall I?"
"You remember it, then?"
"Don't you remember your dreams, word for word?" Shiban asked.
Sonica thought about it, then shook his head with a smile.
"Never," he said.
Shiban shrugged.
"Fancy that," he said.
"This verse," Sonica prompted, sitting back to sip his wine.
"That, it goes... From the hag and hungry goblin that into rags would rend ye, and the spirit that stands by the naked man in the Book of Moons, defend ye."
Shiban broke into laughter as soon as he had finished his rendition. Sonica looked at him.
"I know that," he said. "You do," chuckled Shiban. "Really?"
"My mother used to sing it to me when I was a boy. She called it the Bedlam Song. There were other verses that I now forget."
"Really? What does it mean?"
Sonica shrugged. "I have no idea."